everyone. This is the second episode of the Coolidge Effects Sex Toy Guide. And today we'll be discussing something near and dear our cocks, I mean hearts. That's right. We will be talking about male sex toys. Disproportionately, there are more sex toys for women than there are for men. Granted, certain things are unisex and can be used, such as dildos, etc. But that's not what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about sex toys made for men. Alright, huge disclaimer. My opinions in this episode should be taken with a grain of salt, as I do not own a penis, well, on my body, at least. So, I use my fingers, usually, to test out the toys when at the shop, and I read blogs, and I asked my partners on their experiences with the toys. And that's how I compile my opinions and information for this episode. Just needed that disclaimer so that it will be known. Now, let us get started.
First topic at hand is cock rings. Cock rings, as they know, are meant to be tied, put on at the base of the cock. They are made of many different materials, such as jelly. Once again, do not recommend. They're porous, but I love the and then. Some are made out of silicone, and some are made out of metal, such as stainless steel. And they help when worn. They help to have. They make it so that. So that when one has an erection, it will make it stronger and firmer and longer. And that's the basic purpose of cock rings. They also come in a leather variety. And some are even designed to have it tied around the balls and the base of the cock at the same time. And then the next large, and one of the largest category for male masturbatory items are cock sleeves and strokers and whatnot, that are designed for the penis to thrust into in and out of, usually sometimes they twist and there. There are different types. One of the most famous or notorious, depending on your opinions, are flashlights, and they come in a large variety and textures, which and they even come with, some of them are modeled after certain porn stars. Halls. 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 And they're meant to be gripped by the hand. Oh. By the hand. And you just stroke it up and down into the can. Next is the toys for Tenga that I would like to note. They have a large of good variety of toys, many such as the eggs. And the eggs are quite popular, but it's definitely a it works for some, and it definitely does not work for others. They who feel that there is not enough texture needed when you in use to achieve orgasms. And they're single use, which can be pretty expensive if you like to use them regularly. And then there are the 3D sculpts, which are the stereotypical. Sleeves that don't have an ending place, unlike the fleshlights, where it is not cylindrical with a tunnel more. And the last but not least under the Twinkle brand, is the very expensive Tenga Flip. I think it usually costs around $100, perhaps a little less. And it's unique because it splits open in half, which makes it easier to clean. And use a different material than the fleshlight. The fleshlight uses the flesh skin material, and this is more of a gel elastomer material. And what's different is that while the fleshlight has a hard outer shell, this one in the middle has buttons, and it's not her shell in those button areas, so you can control the tightness of the hole while you're fucking it. And there's three sections, so you can control whether you like more pressure at the base or the shell or the tip of your cock. Of course there are many other brands as well, but these two are the most popular in the market by far, and they're a bit more pricey. Keep in mind that most strokers of that material, they are porous. Therefore, when you clean them, make sure that they dry completely. And so that they won't have a possibility to grow mold, which is pretty gross. And they shouldn't be shared. shared with other people. And next, are the anal toys designed for the prostate? And they're designed to stimulate the prostate. And they're made of a lot of different materials, and they usually have a curve to further stimulate them. But I will cover them more in a further episode about, you know, toys. And it's called the Venus for Men, and it used to be called the Venus 2000. It's the symbiote type of deal made for men. It's a hands-free, it can be used hands-free. Or with your hands controlling it. It's a stroking motion. And you just control it. So the idea is sort of like machine. Stroking, milking, machine for cocks. Yes. I haven't met anyone that have used it yet, but I heard it is quite effective. And if any of you have tried one, it would be great if you can leave a comment and tell me about your experiences. Continue on. Massagers such as the Hitachi I'm using right now. No, so close. And there has been a new product called the I must finish the lesson.
like a and it has all my motion when I went and tested it out. The sex shop. Oh, the toy shop. Oh, it has quite a powerful the sensations, the vibrating is quite strong. It also seems to move just a little right where the tip of the cock would be. Of course, it seems that you can stroke your cock in as and as you know, lube is usually great with all your sex toys, especially the ones that involve penetration. Of course, they're different when you use the sensations are different with lube and with lube, and that should be under And that is all that I have thought of in my knowledge about male sex toys. I would like to apologize for not being able to keep it together until the end of the lesson today, and when I might have jumbled my words up as I orgasm, have orgasms, and I would like to, if you have any comments related to male sex toys, it would be great, especially if you can comment or PM me about the Venus. This is the second episode of the Coolish Effects Sex Toy Guide. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned. GWA.